Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crane, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
We're going to be talking today and having fun. Anybody in here got a dog or a cat? Raise your hand, a dog or a cat. Cat lover. Good, I'm glad you do because you'll understand this. People that don't have dogs and cats don't understand that they understand what you're saying. You can be packing, and that dog's like, where are you going? I want to go. Right? Cats, not so much. They're just more like, meow, meow. Cats, not safe. But they communicate, right? So our dog, we have this little two-pound dog, Luffy. You've heard me talk about it before. My daughter loves the dog, and my wife loves the dog, and I like the dog. But I can always tell when I come home when the dog has done something wrong. Because usually you come home, and say, but then sometimes you come in and it's kind of like, and I know good and well, Luppy has left something in the house for me somewhere. If you know what I'm talking about, say amen here. Different from cats. Dogs leave surprises just randomly. So I finally, of course, come here, love, come on, love, love. Like, I don't know. And I get her, and then I'm like, oh, it's a good puppy. And then I go into another room, and I'm like, oh, what is that? She's like, woo, woo. So our kids got another puppy, so now we have two. So it's kind of blameless, like, no, I can tell it's you. Beat down. Luppy, what did you do? It's really small, so sometimes Nicole will be like, tap, tap. And the other day, I kind of felt a little like Luppy. I'd been kind of coloring out of the lines in some areas, and I thought, I don't know, you know. It's one of those things where you knew to do right, but you didn't do right, so therefore I needed to talk to God because I'm a pastor and Sunday comes around, right? Okay, now I want to pause here and let you know, because a lot of people, what are you doing? Here's the good news. Most of the preachers that you watch or you go hear them, they don't tell you that they have the same problems you do. That's why you're so surprised when they do something stupid like you do. So here's the deal. I have progressed further than most of those because I'm telling you, I'm as jacked up as you are, and I'm going to tell you that God loves me, and he's working on my condition, but my position is right. Okay. So now I want to talk to God, but I'm kind of like Luppy. God's like, hey, why are you hiding? Why don't you just confess that? Because we know the Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all. Everybody shout all unrighteousness. So then we are forgiven. Now we're justified. Now we can go to the Father and pray big, bold prayers without the sense of guilt, inferiority, or condemnation. He knows about the spot where we did what we did. Now, you and I do this thing where we think, well, I want to kind of wait to talk to God about this sin because, after all, I might mess up again before Sunday. So I don't want to bug God, so I'm just going to leave it alone for a few days because the likelihood of me doing that sin again is going to want to try it over here for the sinners. Now, I'm not talking to church people. I'm talking to sinners. So a few days later, we go to God and we're like, hey, God, you know, I've been kind of waiting to break this to you, but on Thursday, I know what you did on Thursday. I was waiting for you to come to me. I hated the fact that our conversation has been breached. I can't talk to you. You can't talk to me. Hey, it reminds me a lot of the time that I created this beautiful world and I made this guy named Adam and this girl named Eve. And then all of a sudden the serpent came in and tried to deceive them and said that I was mad at them. And they tried to cover themselves with fig leaves and they couldn't cover themselves. Only I could be their covering. So I came in to have a dialogue with them and some conversation. And I said, hey, Adam, where are you? Adam, like Luppy, like me. I'm over here. Why are you hiding? Because he was country. I'm naked. Buck naked. All the country people, they'd be like, what is he saying? Come here. Let's talk. See, the enemy of our soul and the enemy tries to stop this dialogue, this communication called prayer with God, because he knows if you ever talk to God and you figure out that God is your Father and that he will answer your prayers, and the Bible said whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he'll give it to you, then God begins to change situation and move mountains for you and cancel debts and heal and restore lives. He tries to stop the conversation because he knows good and well if you get with your dad, he's hosed. Same thing happens with my daughter. Come here, Ashton, real quick. I want everybody on television to see you. This is my 11-year-old daughter. And she's just as cute as can be. Now, her mom knows that if we get alone and we're at the mall, that whatever she wants, I'm going to get. Because she's going to look at me and go, Dad, Daddy, with that duck face that they do the selfies with, you know. Daddy, I want this. I can't say no to her. I would rather have the fury of her mother seeing what I did than not give the baby what she wants. She's my only daughter. I waited till I was 35 to have her. I was old enough to pick out a nursing home for me and a center for her. But I wasn't going to let this is the baby. I want to give her what she wants. I should give her what she needs, but I don't do that. Same way with God. Whatever we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give it to us. So we know that the enemy knows that if you ever get along with Dad, what do you want? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask prayer. You'll ask what you will and it'll be done of the Father which is in heaven. You have not because you ask not. There's a significance that needs to really click in our brain that God is our Father and he loves us based on what he did through Jesus, not on what we did over here on the carpet. So here's what I want to tell you. Ask God in conversation to teach you how to pray. Now, oftentimes people think this. They think it's the Lord's Prayer. That's a great prayer, by the way. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. We forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. That's a nice prayer. But if you just ritualistically say that prayer, you might as well say, you know, Jack and Jill went up the hill. Or you can say Humpty Dumpty, you know, had a great fall. It's just, it doesn't mean anything. Really what prayer is not Elizabeth in English. It's not, take our hand. Dear Lord, baby Jesus. It's not those things. It is a real organic conversation that you just have with your dad. And the enemy tries to stop that, and he did from the garden, because he knows that if you get with God and you pray, that not only are you going to change the fruit that you currently have in your life, but really you're going to change the root. Because the root has to change for the fruit to change. So how does it change? Check this out. Luke chapter 11, verse 1, it says, then he was praying, speaking of Jesus, and it says, he was in a certain place, and he stopped, and one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. Let's all say that together, gang. Lord, teach us to pray. One more time. What?
Lord, teach us to pray.
Notice they didn't say, hey, Lord, teach us to do that whole water into wine bit, because that could be killer at a party. I can see where I could use that. Another one could have come over and said, hey, hang on, show me how to do that thing where you're putting mud on a guy's eye and he's blind, but now I can see that. I want to know that one. And then another one could say, hey, Jesus, teach me the part where you like take just a few loaves and a few fishes and you feed all these people. That's the one that I want. Instead, they all said, Lord, teach us to pray, because they were drawing the connection. They could figure out that the prayer to the Father is what healed the blind guy. It turned the water into the wine. There was significance in this conversation with God, because whatever Jesus asked the Father in his name, God just did it. And that's why the enemy and the enemy of your soul tries to get you and I to stop talking to God and try to focus on what we did instead of focusing on what he did. Because when we focus on what he did, then we can enter the throne of grace, obtain mercy, find appropriate information at a very important time that could change our life. But check this out. Teach us to pray. How do you learn to pray? Here's one thing that I learned during prayer. Here's a typical prayer. God, change Nicole. Come on. You do the same thing. God, change my daughter. God, she's so strong. And God's like, she's so much like you. What? Like me? Yeah. She's strong. You can deal with that. God changed him, changed him. And then God goes, hey, I got, but not, watch this, not in an accusatory way, not in a judgmental way. I'll just hear God go, hey, don't you think maybe we ought to start with you? Me? I don't know if you checked, but I'm a mega pastor. Yeah, and it was by my grace. Like, you were so jacked up, I used you because my scripture for you is, I mean, I want to be sweet to you, but I chose the foolish things to confound the wise. So that's the reason why you got the job, big boy, okay? Oh, okay. All righty. So now I get in there with Jesus, and I start talking to God. I said, God, all right, you're right. Let's change me. I don't know what all I need changing, but I'm sure there's something. What is it? And in a non-judging way, he'll be like, you know what I need you to do? I need you to focus on being thankful for what you do have instead of focusing on the couple little things that you want them to change. And if you do that, then you'll feel this. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. So I get in the room with God, I'm talking to God, and then I leave the room and I go, I'm in love with everybody. This is awesome for like 20 minutes. And then somebody jacks my swag. You know what I'm talking about? You feel, oh, yes, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I've been listening to Joe. I listen to Joyce. I listen to Jesus. And now you. You're the devil. No, God might have brought that person in your life to work on your character. You're like, really? A character? Working on my character? Yeah. Everybody has a cross to bear. Maybe God is stretching us. Maybe God allowed this person in your life. Maybe God allowed this situation. He didn't bring it on, but maybe he allowed it because he knew that you would have never prayed that prayer, that one that we've all prayed. God, I promise you, I will never do this again if you, come on, somebody ought to help me. Anybody ever prayed that prayer? God, I swear to, okay, I'm not supposed to swear to God. God, I promise if you help me this time. God, and you mean it. But then, girl, you are so fine. Or, I know who you are. Come on now, our church is full of people who's, I want to talk to the weed smokers for a minute. Close your ears. I'm talking to people right now. Zoom that camera real close. I want to talk to people right now. Like, because you're watching while you're, I want you to know that God's talking to you right now. And I love it when people, when we first started a church, there were high people everywhere. I would get the munchies at the end of my sermon just from smelling people. But I didn't try to say, you gotta quit smoking weed. You gotta quit no more than I mess with your donuts or your judgmentalism. I didn't jack with that. I said, just keep doing what you're doing, but talk to God while you're doing it. And then eventually when you're talking to the Most High, no longer will you have to get high because you're living high because you've been with Jesus. Somebody ought to help me. I said, he who the Son has set free is free indeed. So while you're smoking, don't turn that down. Just get high. And the judgmental people, I can't believe you are condoning. I'm not condoning, but I'm not condemning. I got thousands of weed smokers saved, and they started coming to our church, and half of them are on our church staff now. I'm telling you that God takes messes and makes messages. God takes tests and makes testimonies. Somebody ought to just talk to God. Talk to God when you're bad, for sure. Talk to God when you're good. Sounds like you're going to be talking to God a lot. You talk to God when you're bad. Now, we don't have to condone everything, but we certainly don't have to condemn everything. People say, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I try not to. The world is full of a lot of judgmental people who are judging people, and that's one of the things God said not to do. So we all got this big old huge timber in our eyes, and we need to be looking to Jesus and have a warm, open, loving embrace for every sinner in the world and say, God's not pointing the finger at you this way. He's pointing the finger at you this way. So today, just talk to God and talk to God with confidence that he hears you and that he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. In fact, he's crazy about you. My daughter, I showed her to you a minute ago. There's things about her, different things that she does that I don't like. There's things she does that makes me mad. But I don't go, you know what, we're done. How many of y'all saw that look in the eye? It ain't ever going to be done. I love her. And the Bible said that God's love for us pales in comparison of the love that he has for us. And he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross so that you and I could not focus on what we did over here, and we can push that away and go, I'm not focusing on that anymore. In fact, I'm not even focusing on the mountain in my life anymore. Instead of talking to God about how big the mountain is, I'm going to start talking to the mountain how big God is, and the mountain's going to move because I believe that God hears me when I pray. And I'm going to pray all the time. I'm just going to talk to God. The question is, why don't we talk to God? And then our prayer should be continuous. I went on a vacation a few days ago with my wife, and she wanted to go a long way away from you guys. She wanted to take me with her. And it's really incredible. I got a contract 17 years ago that she signed that she has to stay with me the rest of her life. Is that incredible? I got it. I got a video, a VHS. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? A VHS tape to prove that she said, till death do we part. Some of you young kids, you don't know it. Google it. It's a VHS tape. You would go to Blockbuster, you'd get a movie. Anybody remember this deal? And then you'd watch the movie, and then you'd take that out of there. So you got Dumb and Dumber out of there, and then you had a little rewinder deal, and you'd put it in there. 20 minutes later, and if you didn't take it back, rewound, then you got to see. Just Google it. It's easier. But that girl just wanted to be with me. She had a rule on this trip. It's okay. She said, if we don't really disconnect from email and disconnect from that little mobile device that you have, then all the time I'm going to feel like I'm not that important. And if you're always checking email and you're always looking at Instagram, seeing how many likes you got on the last post you got and so on, it's just really not going to be, it's not going to be as fun for you and me. Do you know how much fun this could be? Some of y'all are like, huh? Pretty good. What was I saying? I'm talking about, let's get it on. Some of y'all get it on. Come on, don't act like, I don't know what you're talking about. You got 1,900 kids in the nursery, for God's sake. I know you know what I'm talking about. Don't act like. So she said, so we just got alone. Put the phone away, and we just started talking. And the more I said, you don't say. That's interesting. Well, that's cool. And we started talking. And we started connecting. And we forgot about these crazy kids we got. We forgot about these huge churches with problems. We forgot about the emails. We started deleting emails. And we thought, they'll email us again. We're getting texts. We're not even paying attention. Because we connected together. And we worked on our relationship, which is great, but just make it better. I'm telling you. God's kind of like a girl. If you're talking to God, he doesn't want to be like, yeah, Facebook. Hey, God, you know that sin I did the other day? Like. I'm really sorry about that. I really want, and also, God, help me because I need that to happen because I need more money. My name is Jimmy. Give me all you can give me, God. No. Quality time. And I don't mean hours a day. I'm talking about this scripture that says, in Philippians 4:6, it says, be careful for nothing, or don't let stuff get you upset, but in everything through prayer and supplication, that's just supping with him, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Pray continually. That just means, it doesn't mean it has to be religious. You're just talking to God. So it looks like this. You're driving down the road, turn off the radio, and you're just like, hey, God. I love it when you're just in the car with me. I know that you protect me. I know that you're going to buy the gas. God, I thank you that you're going to lead me, God. And then all of a sudden somebody flies past you. And you're like, anybody ever like me? And you can fly past everybody because you know how to drive. But when other people go really fast past you, you're like, look at that idiot. He's going to kill somebody. Come on, I'm not stopping to you. Amen. So they go past you. And you're like, they are crazy. And the Holy Spirit says, no. That's going to steal your joy. You don't know them. Just let them go. But they're still crazy. You know they're crazy. Yeah, don't worry. Just talk with me. Now your love stays intact. Your joy stays intact. I'm going to change them now. Because people lose their mind. I was in a cab in Europe this last week with Nicole. We were in a cab. Some guy on a moped came up beside us. We're in the back. These two guys, our driver and this guy, get in a fight. They start kind of going crazy. Our taxi driver rips off his seatbelt. He rips up the thing. Nicole's tapping the guy. Going, sir, sir, you got to calm down. This guy's going nuts. Nicole looks at me. She says, open the door. We got to get out of here. I open the door. I get my foot out. He takes back off. My foot starts going to the car. And I'm going, oh, my God, I don't want to be that guy. And I jump back in the club. She said, why are you closing the door? I said, we're going to get killed. She said, you got to be a man and do something. I'm like, I'm scared. But then the guy was so jacked and he was so mad, I started sucking up to him. Like, that's okay. People are crazy, aren't they? He was crazy. Nicole's like, you're crazy. He's nuts. You're both that. I said, shh, one's going to get us killed. The point is, apparently that guy had not prayed earlier in the day. But people wonder why they wind up in prison. They wind up divorced. It doesn't just happen. See, when we don't have a conversation with God, then God can't calm us down, bring us peace, long-suffering, answer our prayer. So then we're just 1 second away from cray. You drove me crazy. It wasn't a very far drive. She's right around the corner. Because we're talking to the wrong people about the wrong stuff. When we are talking to them, we should be talking to them. And I don't have a phone right now, but let's just pretend this is an iPhone 7. It's a big one. Anybody ever notice that? The phones are huge. Now they go back really small. And now the cool thing is, hey, I've got a new phone. See, you got a laptop. Now I like it. So instead of talking to God in conversation, now you start freaking out and you start talking to them. So now Shaquita, she's mad at Bob. So instead of praying to God about Bob, she calls Mom. Mom, Bob's doing it again. I told you, Shaquita, you should not have married Bob. Bob was bad. I told you a man with six-pack abs like that has got an attitude. He's got an attitude. He needed a job. You knew it, and you were going to change him, but you know you couldn't change him. I know, Mom. I just can't stand it. Hang on. I got a call. Carol? Yeah. What's going on? I'm on the phone with Mom. Let me conference you in. Now they're both going off on him. I told you right now. I got to go. So now Shaquita walks out on Bob. Bob, I'm leaving. Where are you going? I'm going to Mom's. Don't call me. God's going, Shaquita, don't. Don't. Because they won't forgive him. You need to talk to me. They can't change it anyway. So then she walks away mad in the flesh. And now she's in there. And then about midnight, she kind of feeling bad. She's alone. Everybody went to bed. She ain't got nobody to talk to anymore. And then the phone rings. It's Bob. Decline. 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 Something must be wrong. Shaquita? Yeah, Bob? I love you, baby. I'm so sorry. It's all day since you've been gone. I've been going crazy. I just need you back, baby. I just can't understand it. I just need you back right now. And he listened to some songs and he wrote down some lines. Girl, you are so fine. Put on your red dress. Let all your hair down. I'm in love to you. That's our song, Bob. Don't do that. Bob, hang up. Hang up, Bob. Okay, I'll come home. So now she's leaving. Mom, Shaquita, where are you going? I'll go back to Bob. No, you wait. You ain't going back to Bob. If you go back to Bob, you ain't come back to Bob crazy. It's the last time I'm letting you come in there. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. You told us that. So you leave. Now you go back, and the next day, you start, I'm going to talk to God. So you talk to God's. God, I don't know what to do, but Bob's driving me crazy. Shaquita, it's you. I need you to change, Shaquita. Shaquita, be sweeter, Shaquita. I'm telling you right now, this will change your life. Shaquita, I'm talking to you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go in there and make Bob a sandwich. And it's Saturday, and you knew he was going to go fishing when you married him. So I want you to go make him a sandwich, and I want you to wake him up and tell him, Bob, I want you to go fishing today with your friends. I rebuke you, Satan. That cannot be God. It's not good that man should live alone. I know it's not. Shaquita, it's me. I need you to walk in love. Love suffers long. Love doesn't insist on its own way. Love doesn't demand its own rights. Love doesn't seek its own ideas and agenda. Go. All right. Making that sandwich. Putting that cheese on there. You know he wants tomatoes. Put a tomato on there. You know what? Undo it and toast the bread. Are you kidding me? You're killing me. I need you to die so I can live. Oh, I need you to die. Ziploc it up. Bob, made you a sandwich. Want you to go fishing today. I ain't going fishing, baby. I ain't going fishing. I'm proud. I told you I ain't going fishing. No, I want you to go fishing. And I made you a sandwich. You made me a sandwich. Shaquita, you take a bite of that sandwich right now. You take a bite of that sandwich, Shaquita, you bite it. You take a bite, you swallow it. Now he's out fishing. Sitting in the morning sun. Talking to his buddy. How'd you get to come, Bob? Crazy story you ever heard in your life. Shaquita got up, made me a sandwich. She made you a sandwich. She did. She told me to go fishing with you. When she come back, she gonna make dinner. And then, when I was leaving, she had our mixtape out. Come on, y'all know about the mixtape, don't you? Come on. Again, kids, Google it. It was a tape. Sometimes it'd get all strung out and you'd have to take a pencil in there. Do you have to do this right here? Huh? Yeah, come on! You get it right in. She had the mixtape out. Really? What happened? I heard her in there talking to God. I heard her arguing with God, too. How many know Shaquita can argue with God? He comes back day after day, week after week. She's won him over through her godly conversations with God because the love of God draws men to repentance. Man, I beg you, stop pushing Bob to go to church. Stop telling Bob he's bad. You get what you brag on. Bob does something that remotely resembles anything that is good. Go, good Bob, good Bob, good Bob. Bobby, good, good Bobby. Good Bobby, Bobby, good Bobby on a party. Good Bobby. By the way, y'all, like, he leaves the toilet seat up. You got makeup everywhere, curling irons everywhere, crap all over, and you talking about we leaving the toilet seat up? I didn't plan on preaching this part, but it just came up. But I can feel God go, put it back down. We're dealing with Shaquita and Bob right now. Now Bob decides there's such a change in you. And I know it has to do with God. So I want to go to church. So Bob comes into church with Shaquita. But there's Carol and there's Mom. You've got to be kidding me. The roof is going to split open today. Because Satan's little brother has walked into the church. So then Bob can feel the thickness of the judgmental, critical, hypocritical Christian. But he plows through because of the sandwich and the mixtape. And he goes to church. And he gets saved. And their life works out good. But wouldn't it have been better if Shaquita hadn't run to the phone, but she had run to the throne and listened to God to change the root so he could change the fruit? As I close my little sermon, I have a question to ask you. Why are you talking to God? This guy brings his son up, sets it down. Said to the ocean, that's as far as you're going to go. This God wants to talk to you. And then he had me at Palm Beach County. The Palm Beach is Del Rey, Boca, Jupiter, Juneau. Church of Lives worth the drive. Zoom in. Close to me. I want to talk to you that are still smoking weed right now. Or I want to talk to the people who are like, I've been to church a long time and I loved my church, but this seems real and organic. I'm telling you that this is the weekend. I need you to get up in St. Louis and come to this church. Get up in Palm Beach and go to the church, because if you come here, we're not going to judge you and point the finger this way. We're going to love you in spite of your condition, knowing that God loves you, and you will not be able to, somebody ought to say amen. You won't be able to recognize yourself a year from now, because a year from now, what, back in the day, you'd be like, I'll bust a cap in you. Now you're like, nah, it's no big deal. You'll freak out. Because your prayers won't be selfish anymore. Lord, teach us to pray. Conversations with God are simple, but they should be continual. They should be organic. They should be real. And they shouldn't always be about other people. You should say, God, it's me. I'm sinning in the need of prayer, and I'm doing it again. I want to do that, but I keep doing it. And God will go, I love you. Thanks for admitting it. Just admit it, quit it, and forget it. And you're doing better now. The fact that you're watching on television, you never thought in a million years you would watch a TV preacher. And there's a difference. The TV preacher is the one that's like, send $1,000 right now. We're going to go off the air. I'm not that guy. I have a great church here, and we love you. So we went on television to give you a DVD to tell you that God loves you. That's why it's organic and real. And I'm speaking straight to you right now. You've been watching for a long time. This is the weekend, and I'm begging you to come to God's house and honor him. And the rest of your life will be the best of your life, because you need a conversation. Every head bowed, every eye closed, just pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. I'm going to talk to you every day, when I'm good and when I'm bad. Help me, God, get on the right path. Change my life. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Was that all right for today? Give God praise.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.